You're listening to KTOO's Juneau Afternoon. I'm Shelley Delaney. On Tuesdays, we check in with the Juneau School District, and today here in the studio are the captains and coach of Thunder Mountain High School Drama Debate and Forensics Club. Welcome. Hello.
Hi, Shelley.
Hi, everybody. Full house in the studio today. Would you each please introduce yourselves and tell me what role you have on this team? And we're going to start with you.
Hello, I'm Keenan Miller. I'm one of the co-captains.
Hi, I'm Dorothy. I'm a drama co-captain.
Hi, I'm Michaela, and I am a debate co-captain, and so is Keenan.
Okay.
And I'm Jamie Marks. I'm one of the co-coaches with Ashley Snooks and my wife, Corrine Marks.
Excellent. Could one of you please tell me, what is the Drama Debate and Forensics Club?
So, Drama Debate and Forensics, it's basically a club where we do competitive acting and speaking events, as well as doing different debate matches, and so...
Acting and debating.
Yes.
Wow, those seem like two different skills, but they both involve like public speaking, I suppose.
Yeah.
So does anyone want to say more about that? You're co-captain of debate, right?
Yeah, so in debate, generally there are a lot of different debate structures on the national level. In Southeast, we only do public forum debate, which is two teams of two, basically saying yes to what we call a resolution and then no. But as we bring in teams from Anchorage, especially for the state tournament we have coming up, we'll also be having policy debate and Lincoln-Douglas debate, which are two different forums there.
Can you give me an example of a topic you've debated recently?
Well, for the upcoming state tournament, we're going to be debating the United States should replace the means-tested welfare system with a universal basic income. So pretty related to current events.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting. And do you guys do debate as well? Yes?
We all three do debate.
Do one of you do acting as well? Competitive
acting?
We all three do acting as well. Tell me a bit how that works. How is it competitive?
So it's competitive in the sense, there are multiple different acting events. Some of them are humorous interpretation. That's a solo event. There's also events you can do in groups, like Reader's Theater. And you see a bunch of different teams from at our regional meets, Southeast Alaska, and then at the state level, several teams from around the state. And we all prepare different pieces, and we just come in and perform them in front of a judge. We do several rounds, and then it sort of weeds out. Yeah.
What's a piece that you performed recently?
I performed a Reader's Theater with some people. It's entitled And. And it's on the more emotionally heavy side of things, but you see more comedic pieces, more dramatic or sad. You really see a huge variety.
How about you? What's one that you competed with recently?
So one that we competed with recently was also a Reader's Theater called An Absolutely True Story as Told by a Bunch of Lying Liars, and it's about a family that's trying to find out what happened to their vase, and there's a bunch of wacky hijinks.
Sure.
So that's more on the fun side.
It all sounds like quite a bit of fun.
I need to add about that Reader's Theater. So it took second place at the regional competition in Ketchikan, but one thing that happens at the end of every tournament is the judges make comments on their judge sheets about which performances they would love to see as command performances during the ceremony at the end when we do awards. And the Reader's Theater that they did that was comedic had a command performance, and it was really funny.
Well, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you.
All right. Coach Marks, tell me a little bit more about this club. How many students are in it?
Currently, we have about 14 students. The team can range anywhere from 10 to 25, and that tends to be because it's a long season. Some students try to do other things like school plays or cross country at the same time, and there is some wiggle room to be able to do that. Yeah.
Yeah, excellent. One of the great things about DDF is that our meets are only once every month as opposed to sports where you'll have teams traveling every single weekend, so it can be easier to be a part of it and be involved in other things, which is cool.
Yeah. All right. So coming up, you guys have a big tournament. It's next week. Starts on the 13th. Tell me about this tournament. Set the stage, if you will. How does it work? You've got groups coming in from all over?
Yes.
Yeah, so and everybody competes?
Everyone, yeah. Each team from around the state can have up to, I believe it's 15 members of their team go, and each person can be involved in three events so that it doesn't get too overwhelming for the amount of judges that the hosting city has to draw in. And it's definitely fun. It's the first time that teams from Anchorage and more of the interior part of Alaska get to interact with Southeast Alaska throughout the whole season. And so it's definitely a fun bonding event, but there is always that underlying current of competition, you know? These are your competitors.
Yeah. You want to come out on top. I get it. Totally. That's really cool. It sounds like a fantastic event. It takes 2 days, right?
Actually, three for the state tournament.
3 days? Yeah. And where does it take place?
It'll be at Thunder Mountain High School, so just in our...
Okay. Yeah.
It's at Thunder Mountain on February 13th to the 15th, and it starts at about roughly 3 o'clock, and it goes all the way to Saturday night on the 15th to about 7:30.
Open to the public?
There are events. Anybody can actually watch any of the performances throughout the entire competition. There just is certain etiquette about when you can go into and out of rooms in between debates and speeches and performances. But besides that, the public is welcome and invited, because a lot of people, I think, learn about what the events are. I think there's a lot of students who start to creep in and say, whoa, that wasn't what I thought it was, and I think I can do that. Mm. And that's how some people end up joining.
It can be a lot of really beautiful acting, really funny acting, and then also a lot of really impressive debating. So it's worth it.
Yeah, it sounds like incredibly fun and challenging, and I really admire your you guys, your captains, and your teammates for being able to get up and perform like that, or to debate, because that's very scary to me. I'm safe behind my microphone here, doing all the talking, asking all the questions. Okay, so we're running out of time, so quickly I wanted to get to one of the main reasons you came on the show today, and that's because you need judges. Can you guys say more about that?
Yeah, so basically one of the most important parts of our meet is having judges there to mark down, like, oh, did this person do this thing right? How is this thing going? And so we're asking the community to go to the Thunder Mountain website and sign up to judge events if they have time. And it's a really great way to, again, see those pieces and see those, like, impressive debating skills and speeches from all around the state.
Yeah, I will add that, one, it's really approachable. It's just a really quick training meeting. But also, you'll enjoy it probably more than you think you will. I know my mom really loves watching debates, even though she... when she first signed up 4 years ago, she was like, ugh, really don't want to do this. So.
And I want to add,
and no experience necessary.
Some people think they have to have experience, but they don't. Just being an adult in the community, or even a young adult in the community, and having time is really important. This particular tournament takes anywhere from 200 to 300 judges. So a lot of people have signed up, and we're very grateful, and then we still need some more.
And
that's at the Thunder Mountain website. There's a big red button that says judges. Sign up here.
Very easy to find. We are out of time. Dorothy, Keenan, Michaela, and Jamie, thanks so much, and best of luck at your tournament next week.
Thank you.
Thank you.